Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today we're talking about the lowly and the holy. Do you remember watching Ricky Bobby on the movie saying, if you're not first, you're last? It was actually his dad that taught him that, and then he held on to that. But today's scripture kind of proves that to be really untrue. The holy and the lowly and the lowly and the holy, we find in Luke chapter 1 in 10 verses, beginning in verse 46. But let me focus on just two of those this morning. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 47. How I rejoice in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl. For he, the mighty one, is holy, and he has done great things for me. Our society seems to reward celebrities handsomely. We seem to follow celebrities, even if they've never really done anything. They just become celebrities, and we let them really be in the best hotels, send them the longest limousines, and the shortest waiting lines for them to get to the best possible way and enjoy the fattest bank accounts for them. The fans press to intercept them, and the media mass to interview them. Young people imitate them, while older people tolerate them. Fame and fortune are lavished upon them, but maturity and responsibility are not expected from them. They live charmed lives, if not always charming. They become accustomed to enjoying life's luxuries and accustomed to dealing with life's necessities. When they're unaccustomed to dealing with life's necessities, what we find is that the worst of that celebrity comes out. For many of their admirers, their status is something to be aspired to, and their exalted position something to be longed for. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is known the world over. She has been the model for a million works of art, the topic of theological debates, the subject of encyclicals, the object of veneration. Dogmas have been attached to her. Superstitions and mystical beliefs have clustered around her. But how did she view herself? Well, her song of praise was directed away from herself. The topic of her heart was, in Luke chapter 1, verse 46, "Oh, how I praise the Lord, how I rejoice in God my Savior." The reason for her adoration was this, in verse 48, "For he took notice of his lowly servant girl." She had no illusions about herself and no confusion about the Lord. He, the mighty one, is holy, she affirmed. The Holy One had taken note of the lowly one. She interpreted the great things he had done for her in the context of something far greater and grander than her own interests. She knew it had to do with his mercy extended from generation to generation. What he had done for her, he had done for his servant Israel, in accord with what he had promised. There was no trace of haughtiness in Mary. Her only claim to fame was that the Lord had exalted the lowly. Mary had no room for self-congratulations because she knew that the Lord scatters the proud and haughty ones. She knew no reservation in praising the Holy One and no desire to see herself other than a blessed lowly one. It's pretty sobering to realize that the Lord takes notice of the lowly, and that is the hungry who are satisfied with good things from his hand. How sad it is to think that the Lord will send away with empty hands many of today's celebrity wealthy. Better to be a lowly one before the holy one. That is some rich stuff, folks. Today, find yourself lowly that you might be able to stoop and kneel before the one that is holy. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.